We choose the best in life. June 28, discretion. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. Proverbs 2:11. By your choice words and a consistent course of action, by your propriety, your earnest piety, make a telling confession of your faith, determined that Christ shall occupy the throne in the soul temple, and lay your talents without reserve at his feet to be employed in his service. Make it the law of your life, from which no temptation or side interest shall cause you to turn, to honor God. In this fast age, reeking with corruption, you are not safe unless you stand guarded. Virtue and modesty are rare. I appeal to you as followers of Christ, make an exalted profession to cherish the precious, priceless gem of modesty. This will guard virtue. Holiness of heart will never lead to impure actions. The truth of heavenly origin never degrades the receiver. On the contrary, it sanctifies the believer, refines his taste, elevates and ennobles him, and brings him into a close connection with Jesus. It leads him to regard the Apostle Paul's injunction to abstain from even the appearance of evil, lest his good should be evil spoken of. This is a subject to which we must give heed. We must guard against the sins of this degenerate age. We must stand aloof from everything that savors of undue familiarity. God condemns it. It is forbidden ground upon which it is unsafe to set the feet. Every word and action should tend to elevate, refine, and ennoble a character. My good name is capital of far more value to me than gold or silver. Let me preserve it untarnished. If men assail that name, it shall not be because I have given them occasion to do so, but for the same reason they spoke evil of Christ, because they hated the purity and holiness of his character, for it was a constant rebuke to them.